Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 3rd January 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other self-information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we'll begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo's working visit in East Java. Bank Indonesia optimistic 2019 Indonesian economy grows higher. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo left for East Java province on Thursday morning for a working visit. He departed from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in East Jakarta at 08:55 a.m. local time. He was accompanied by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadimulyono, and Agrarian and Spatial Planning Minister, Head of the National Land Agency Sofyan Jalil. While in East Java, the President would inspect a flood control project in Bogel River in Blitar District to ensure that the project could be completed on schedule. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the project is one of the 9 river normalization projects in East Java. The groundbreaking for the normalization of Bogel River was conducted in April 2018. The President would also distribute land certificate to local residents in the meeting hall of the Blitar District Head's Office. Bank Indonesia BI assessed that Indonesia's economic performance achievement in 2018 are quite good, and Indonesia's economy in 2019 will be better, with higher economic growth and stability to be maintained. Economic growth in 2019 is estimated at around 5 to 5.4%. The National Radio News Agency reported that Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio said in Jakarta on Wednesday that Indonesia's economy is better than the estimates in 2018, which was only 5.1%. What needs to be emphasized from economic growth is that the sources of domestic economic growth are still quite strong, both in terms of consumption and investment. He also pointed out that the consumption sector growth in 2019 can still reach 5.2%, including the impact of general election, and investment is expected to grow to 7%. Head of Geotechnology Research Center at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Eko Yulianto, said that the people must be able to carry out self-evacuation, especially those in disaster-prone areas that have a lag times of less than 10 minutes. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Eko Yulianto in a discussion in Jakarta on Wednesday hope that the people in the province with early warning system would not only rely on the early warning, but also have to immediately carry out self-evacuation if the earthquake occurs. He also explained an early warning not to be enough because many areas with tsunamis were less than 10 minutes. These areas are island in West Sumatra, west coast of North Sulawesi, north coast of Bali and East Nusa Tenggara, south coast of West Timor, beaches in Maluku and North Maluku, and western and northern Papua. According to him, information about regions where the time of tsunami has a short break must continue to be socialized so that the community can carry out self-evacuation. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati will remain cautious in managing the 2019 state budget. As quoted by the Republika Online, Minister Sri Mulyani at a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the condition of this year's state budget is different from 2018 and 2017 because the state budget in the previous years had unexpected benefits from rising world oil and coal prices. Republika Online reported that state revenue in 2018 had reached 1.942.3 trillion rupiah, or 102.5% of the target. When compared with 2017 achievement, the realization of state revenues grew by 16.6%. Minister Sri Mulyani also stated that the growth of 2018 non-tax state revenue, which amounted to 30.8% compared to the previous year, was the highest growth since 2009. The achievement of the non-tax state revenue was influenced by the increase of world commodity prices, especially oil and coal prices. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Three students of Civil Infrastructure Engineering at 10 November Institute of Technology, Surabaya, designed environmentally friendly pedestrians bridge by carrying out a sustainable design. Escorted by Antaranus Agency Chairman of the CT Generation 2 team, Nafi Maula Abdullah, along with his two colleagues, M. Ali Burhan and Afif Argadipa Afiansah in Surabaya, East Java, on Wednesday stated that the reason for the design is based on the lack of friendly crossing bridges to people with disabilities. Nafi explained that the first aspect they emphasize is being comfortable. He and his two friends built a sloping floor to replace the stairs to facilitate access to the disabled. This floor is made with a slope of 20 degrees in accordance with the regulation of the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing. As a country with the largest population of Muslim communities in the world, Indonesia is a reference for other Muslim countries in maintaining harmony among religious groups. In addition to making Pancasila as a state ideology, the application of the concept of Islamic Wasatiyah, or Middle Road Islam, is also carried out by Indonesian Muslims. It also received appreciation from Egyptian scholars, who was the official delegate of Al-Azhar University, Sheikh Muhammad Husseini Fajr. Escorted by the National Radio News Agency, Sheikh Muhammad Husseini Fajr, after the seminar at the Institute of Higher Education in the Quran in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the concept of Islam Wasatiyah needs to be socialized so that the practice will be broader and public relations among religious communities will run more tightly. Indonesia's inflation rate in December 2018 reached 0.62%, down from 0.71% in the same month a year earlier. It was reported by the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, on Wednesday. The agency also stated that the December 2018 inflation brought the calendar inflation from January to December 2018 to 3.13% and the year-on-year inflation to 3.13%. The agency further noted that 80 out of 82 cities surveyed for Consumers Price Index in December 2018 recorded inflation and only two cities saw deflation. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's title is Influence of Social Forest Permit Increased. The Minister of Environment and Forestry has implemented a social forestry program by implementing affirmative policies, namely increasing a sense of justice for the community, including indigenous people. Through this policy, the realization of social forest permits is expected to be completed in 5 to 8 years, so that the proportion of people to forests can increase even though the corporation still dominates. Social forestry itself is a system of sustainable forest management carried out in state forest areas by local communities to improve welfare, maintain environmental balance, and maintain socio-cultural dynamics. The government for the 2015 until 2019 period has allocated 12.7 million hectares for social forestry through village forest schemes, community forests, customary forests, community plantation and forestry partnerships. Social forestry programs are aimed to create harmony by improving people's welfare and forest conservation. Minister for Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said the social forestry will be a program that will continue and be increased in 2019. The program has been allocated around 13 million hectares. After social forest research reached the target, the next step is to increase the issuance of social forest permits. Throughout 2018, the average provision of social forestry permits amounted to 105,000 forestry permits per month. This number increased compared to the previous year as many as 44,000 permits per month. The increase occurred in line with the improvements in the governments in the form of debureaucratization and deregulation carried out by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The process of distributing social forest permit is a significant challenge because it must involve many parties, both regional governments, activists, and academics, to continue to assist the community in understanding social forest business management. Mentoring is also needed so that plants in social forests can produce maximum economic and ecological values. Companion of the social forest program, Tosca Santosa, affirmed that if this social forest program is implemented correctly, it can improve the regional economy, open employment, prevent natural disasters, and help control climate change. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. Hello, listener. Nice to be tuned in our regular program Today in History. Start for an event on January 3, 1946 on Presidential Security Force Day. The security situation at the beginning of Republic of Indonesian independence was very alarming. The president's safety began to be threatened by occupying Jakarta by the Dutch on January 3, 1946. Consideration of Indonesian intelligence at the time predicted the desire of the Dutch to take hostage Indonesian president and vice president. By order which was issued by Mr. Pringgodigdo as a state secretary, it was decided to implement rescue operation of national leaders by moving to Yogyakarta. In the implementation of rescue operation at the time, Indonesian military and police cooperated. To remember the success of rescuing Indonesian president that was conducted for the first time on January 3, 1946, was chosen as a Presidential Security Force Day. The next event was in 1959, Alaska officially became part of United States of America. Alaska is the 49th biggest state of United States of America, with richest natural resources. Alaska is not connected with the territory of the land of the United States of America. Therefore, the state in exclave. Exclave is part of region of an administrative usually state that is separated and surrounded by other administrative regions. Alaska was bought by United States from Russia worth $7.2 million. The last event was in 1986, national hero Nani Wartabone passed away. Nani Wartabone is the son of Gorontalo, who was born on January 30, 1907. Her struggle began when she established and became secretary of John Gorontalo in Surabaya in 1923. 5 years later, she became head of Indonesian National Party of Gorontalo branch. On the commemoration of Hero Day 2003, President Megawati Sukarno-Putri handed over the title of National Hero to Nani Wartabone through her heirs that were represented by one of his sons, Hifosi Wartabone, at the State Palace on November 7, 2003. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. Pergi menjauh.
That's the song entitled Saat Teduh, sung by Monita Tahalea. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. The development of the Kertajaya Creative Destination Tourism Village in Sodong Village, Kertajaya Village, Padalarang, West Java, received appreciation from environmentalists and practitioners. According to environmental activist Barry Nahdian Furkot, the village that Pertamina has built for Berdikari, one of Pertamina's corporate social responsibility CSR programs, deserves appreciation because it integrates the concept of environmentally friendly tourism. The Gold Category Award was presented at the Proper Award Night 2017-2018 on last Thursday, December 27, in Jakarta by Minister of Forestry and Environment, Siti Nurbaya. According to Barry, the village deserves to be an example because there are so many economic and environmental benefits from implementing the eco-friendly tourist village. One of them is the efficiency effort in alternative energy use through the use of wind turbine or windmills, namely power plants that utilize wind energy. Barry also stated that the development of the tourist villages would trigger economic activities. Take, for example, through visits of local and foreign tourists. He added that the movement of the economic activities will certainly increase people's income.
While from the environmental aspect, Barry, who is also the former executive director of the Indonesian Forum for the Environment, while he said that the target villages could reduce dangerous materials such as plastic bag diet programs. In addition, commercial waste is recycled into various economic value crafts and can even be exported. Citing data from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Barry said that Indonesia's plastic waste production is ranked second in domestic waste, reaching 5.4 million tons per year. In addition to economic and environmental issues, he appreciated Pertamina's concern for community empowerment through the village. He hopes that this policy will become a broader policy, not just a pilot project, so that collaboration with the community is stronger and wider. That's my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara, merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi.
Menuai rindu hari.
That's the song entitled Cinta Kan Membawamu, sung by Mike. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you about Saung Ciburial Tourism Village in West Java. If you are looking for a typical rural holiday sensation with unspoiled views and fresh air, Saung Ciburial Tourism Village is the right tourism destination to visit. The tourism village, located in Sukalaksana Village, Samarang Sub-District, West Java, offers a typical rural atmosphere with green field and forest. To get to the tourist village, the road access is quite easy. From downtown Bandung, you can take to Samarang Kamojang Main Road. From the Samarang Kamojang Road, you can turn into the road of Randu Kurung Village, Sukakarya Sub-District. From the Sukakarya Sub-District, you just walk along the village road that has been concreted until you can enter the Ciburial Tourism Village area. The rural atmosphere begins to feel once you enter the gate of Sukalaksana Village. You can see clean roads with well-organized residential area and rice fields on the left side of the road. Ciburial Tourism Village was pioneered by Chief of Sukalaksana Village, Oban Subana, since 2010. The initial idea was how to attract money to develop the village. The Sukalaksana Tourism Village, which was built on an area of approximately 3 hectares, mostly consists of rice fields and fields. The area also has a large fish pond, a source of natural spring called Ciburial Spring, as well as 3 lodgings, meeting rooms, and office buildings. If you visit the village, besides enjoying the rural atmosphere, you can also join its tour packages. With an educational tour package, you can learn to plant mustard green, processing rice field, bathing and shaving garret sheep, and catching fish in ponds. In addition, there are also skill tour packages from learning silat, gamelan, making batik, making handicrafts and soap from vetiver ingredients, and you can also enjoy a variety of children's traditional games. Saung Ciburial Tourism Village also provides accommodation for those who want to stay overnight. The tourism village provides 4 saungs that can be rented, namely Saung Ciburial 1 and 2, Cikalapa 1 and 2, and Cilia. However, each saung can accommodate more than 10 people. Homestay facilities are also available in the project. For homestay, there are 230 houses in this village that can be used. That was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Saung Ciburial Tourism Village in West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mengapa ku malu Setiap aku tahu dia di dekatku, aku susah bila dia tak ada. Tak ingin jauh ku darinya. Ada rasa
That's the song entitled Cinta Pertama, sung by Mika Tambayong. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Listeners, welcome back to Miss Solani. In today's edition, we will present information about Indonesian author receives Prince Close Award 2018. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesian literary world has just collected a prideful achievement. Indonesian author Eka Kurniawan received the Prince Close Award 2018 for the literary category on 6th of December in the Netherlands. This annual award is presented to individuals, groups, or organizations engaging in cultural field. Their literary works have contributed to developing the society in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Caribbean islands. Eka Kurniawan is chosen as the winner because of his ability to narrate imaginative stories through the beauty of prose, as well as the universality of the themes of his stories. Listeners, 213 people were listed as the nominations of the Prince Close Award 2018. 85 of them were accepted and reselected by the Prince Close Award Board. Those who were selected were invited to attend the formal awarding ceremony in the Royal Palace, Amsterdam, before the Royal Family of Kingdom of the Netherlands and guests coming from all around the world. The award would also be given to respective country of the winner, followed by a ceremony led by Dutch ambassador. Besides Eka Kurniawan, the other winners of the Prince Close Award 2018 include Adong Judith from Uganda for theatrical category, Marwa Al-Sabuni from Syria for the architecture and urbanism category, Kidla Tahimik from Philippines for visual arts and film category, and O Menelik Ato from Brazil from media and journalistic category. Meanwhile, Market Photo Workshop from South Africa won the Principal Prince Close Award 2018 for photography category. Dada Masilo, who also comes from South Africa, won the Next Generation Award 2018 for the dance category. Listeners, Eka Kurniawan is an Indonesian author who was born on 28 of November 1975. His works counter all discriminative political treatments. Eka tries to communicate social issues through his creative works so that they can be delivered easily to the public and build better perception about their country. The writer who pursued his study at Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, Indonesia, is thought to be able to sharpen people's understanding about history so that people will have better perception about their country. He is also able to promote local culture of Indonesia by combining local mythology in his stories, which has probably been abandoned in Indonesian literary tradition. The author of Cantik and Luka, or in English, Beautiful and Wound, uses the power of literature to deliver crucial topics in creative way, especially in the period when freedom of expressing opinion was restricted. That was Miscellany about Indonesian author receives Prince Close Award 2018. See you on our next edition with other interesting topics.
pernah terjadi. Kini ku alami sejak kehadirannya. Burung-burung bernyanyi, alam berwarna-warni, mentari di ujung rambutnya. Inikah
tanda-tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi? Tanda-tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi di dalam hati ini sekali lagi. Tanda-tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi.
That's the song entitled Tanda Tandanya, sung by Mus Mujiono featuring Uta Likumahua. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, next segment we would like to give you Music Corner. Listeners, for today's edition of Music Corner, I will present information of song from The Groove. The Groove is a musical group that was established in 1997. The musical group led by vocalist namely Rika Ruslan has the first album with title Ku Ingin, which was released in 1999. The favorite song entitled Dahulu tells about a pair of lovers that was different from the past while they were in love. The legendary song was rearranged by a musical group GAC in 2016. Well, listeners, here is a song entitled Dahulu by The Groove.
Semua indah dahulu, ku menjadi bunga cinta.
Satu malam bertemu denganmu, tiada bilang aku selalu menjauh.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Place to be.